Democratic presidential candidate and South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg campaigned in downtown Rock Hill Saturday. Buttigieg, who is 37, is campaigning as a generational change and also as a moderate in a campaign where liberal Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has been rising. WFAE Steve Harrison has this report.
There were two moments in Buttigieg's town hall that summed up his campaign. One was a question about what's known as MFA versus MFAWWI. The first is Medicare for All, the plan supported by Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, which would eliminate private insurance. The other is known as Medicare for All Who Would Want It, which would create a public option for anyone, but allow people to stay on private insurance.
When you are talking about something as important as your health care, I think a little bit of humility would be in order.
Buttigieg, who supports the Medicare for All Who Would Want It plan, was taking a swipe at the most liberal Democrats.
And so instead of assuming that it's going to be the best fit for everybody and giving you 4 years to switch and ordering everybody to go from whatever you used to have to the plan I create, I'm going to give you the chance to go to the plan I create. But if for some reason, or at least for some amount of time, you'd rather be on a different one, that's fine by me. Because the important thing is not who's covering you. The important thing is that you get good coverage one way or the other. It gives you the choice.
The other moment was a question about Buttigieg's youth. He's 37 and is...
Is the country ready for such a young president?
All right. All right. Well, I guess we got our answer right there.
That question, before the mayor even started his answer, gave him the biggest applause of the afternoon. Buttigieg said candidates like him are the Democrats' best bet.
Every single time in the last 50 years or so that Democrats have won the Oval Office, I mean every single time, it's been a candidate who hadn't been on the scene very long, wasn't perceived as a creature of Washington, called the country to its highest values, and represented a new generation of American leadership. It's how we win.
The crowd at the Rock Hill Amphitheater was similar in size to Warren's crowd at Clinton College in Rock Hill last month. Warren's crowd was about 80% white, and Buttigieg's was even more so. Buttigieg referenced his Douglas Plan, named after abolitionist Frederick Douglass, which, among other things, would reform the criminal justice system and invest in historically black colleges and universities. But it was not a major part of his 15-minute speech. A recent Suffolk University USA Today poll of likely Iowa Democratic caucus attendees had Buttigieg in third place with 13%. Former Vice President Joe Biden was in first with 18%, and Warren was in second with 17%. Nathan Ward from Charlotte doesn't know who he'll support in North Carolina's March 3rd primary. He was impressed with Buttigieg staking the middle ground in the primary.
I think that he's a moderate is what appeals to me the most, and he definitely seems to be more of a collaborator and somebody who wants to bring people together. That resonates really well versus, not too progressive. The youth is interesting, but that's not a leading factor for me.
Buttigieg is the first openly gay candidate to make a major run for president. Though some of the warm-up speakers mentioned his sexuality, Buttigieg did not. He only made a passing reference to LGBT issues, saying people should be free to marry who they want to marry. Shauna Hurt drove 4 hours one way from Bristol, Tennessee to attend the town hall. She's a big fan of Buttigieg and doesn't care about his sexuality.
I don't think that really matters in the grand scheme of things. If how he's going to govern is who he wants to be married to, doesn't matter. Love is love.
South Carolina's primary is February 29th, after Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada hold caucuses or primaries. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.